Welcome to Awakening Matters, spiritual dialogues that invite joy, wisdom, and laughter, engaging topics of our humanity from an infinite dimensional perspective. Hello, everyone. Welcome. We are delighted to have you here this evening. This show is all about listener participation, so we would love to hear your questions and your comments during most likely the second part of the show. So if you'd like to be a participant as well as an observer, the numbers to use are worldwide 888-815-9756 or in the States 530-327-7602. And I will share that information with you throughout the show. Myself, Cynthia Sloan, and special guest tonight is Priscilla Hewlin, who is back with us due to popular demand and also infinite wisdom shared throughout many shows, I'm sure, more to come as well. Priscilla is an individual that has really been an unlimited source, I think, to spirit on the earth through her and with her, the opportunity for people to really remember not only why they're here, but that they're in an environment that's here for them and not against them. I'm going to let Priscilla talk with you, but for a moment I just wanted to remind people that did tune in, that did get the exquisite gift of tuning in when Priscilla was here as my last guest, that she has really participated in all areas that illuminate her and inspire her, like weddings and public speaking. She's a holistic resource minister for that foundation. She's an artist herself, as well as supporting artist sales for others that inspire her. She's a writer. She's an author of Ladies, Keep Your Hands on Your Wallet. And she's here to talk about, with me, fear, basically. Having fear, moving through fear, how fear is a tool, how to live without fear, et cetera, et cetera. And I'm going to ask Priscilla to let everyone listening know how to reach her personally, and that's something that I invite all my listeners to do. So welcome, Priscilla. How are you?
I'm great. Thank you. Thank you very much, Cynthia, for having me back this evening. I really appreciate it.
My pleasure. So let's talk about fear. I'd love to hear your perspectives on any spectrum, personal or otherwise, observations and perceptions, really about fear and what your thoughts are on it.
Okay. Well, thank you again, and I appreciate that. Well, one of the things that I've seen in my life, my own personal life, is that fear can get you stuck in so many places that you can't move. It's hard to make a choice or make a decision to move forward because it's almost like you can feel a block in your body and the block stops you because your head will start going through an imagination of just what might happen, what's going to happen in the future, what the past has happened, what's happened in the past when I've done something. So you're kind of stuck in two different worlds except for the one that you're really in. Because if you stop and you think, okay, usually at a point in time where you're at right now, everything is perfectly okay. So everything in the now is okay. Everything in the moment is okay. But if you're looking forward to projecting and going, how am I going to, you know, for instance, so many people are losing their jobs right now. How am I going to do this? How am I going to pay for this? How am I going to feed my family? What's going to happen? And that is all forward projections. It's all things that are happening in the future.
Mm-hmm.
And I agree. It's valid to think like that. But also when you think like that, you're still projecting because things can change so quickly in just a moment that if you stay in the moment, your energy will be a lot clearer, your mind will be clearer, your thoughts will be, you'll be happier because you're not thinking about doom and gloom ahead or you're not thinking about things that happened in the past that you're trying to bring forward of doom and gloom.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
I agree. I think, too, that what, in addition to that, is that life is a process, and we are all here learning from the process, from the gift, I believe the process is, regardless if we are suffering, stuck in pain, or celebrating, and going on to the next level of soul evolution. But I agree with you that being in the moment has everything to do with being empowered. I think, too, that if we're in the past, there's a possibility that we're fueling fear from the past, like you said, and bringing it into the moment, or passing the moment altogether and fearing fuels of the future. And in the present moment, what ends up happening is we feel very depleted, very sometimes weak, very feeling disempowered. And if I invite everyone, if you're in your moment, because we're saying to be in the moment, not in the past or the future, but in your moment you feel uncomfortable or disempowered or challenged in any way, in any capacity, don't try and run to the past or the future, but instead try and focus on something other than fear or what's draining you, and focus on something that inspires or fuels you or feeds you, whether it's a book, a conversation, or Mother Nature. What do you think about how to not escape fear, but how to how does one become unstuck or without a blockage? What's your opinion about that?
Well, I agree with what you said about especially about nature, because when you look at the sky, there's no price tag on looking at a sunset or looking at the clouds in the sky or the moon. That's all free.
Mm-hmm.
So you don't have to worry about, oh, do I have enough money to go do this? It's a great big PlayStation that we have right now, being on the earth, that all these things are available to us to be able to focus on. And if you are in fear right now, that you have something really going on in your life, definitely take time to ground yourself. If you can do yoga, you know, if you know some yoga by yourself, or go to a yoga class, or just walking, breathing is very good to get back in the body. Just sit down, take 3 or 4 really long, deep breaths. And that way you can concentrate on where it is you're at right now. By just focusing on small things right now in the moment, like you said, nature is another thing. If you're out walking and you see beautiful trees or children playing or something that just, you know, keeps you from what it is you're worried about or what it is that's bothering you, that has a tendency to help. And also, don't feel like you're in it all alone either. You know, one of the best things that we can do when we have a problem is to pick up the phone and call a friend, because sometimes they might have a different outlook on it. They might be able to pull you out of where it is you're at and have you say, you know what, you know, I feel bad for you right now, but, you know, look at it this way. And maybe they have a different perspective on it than what it is that you do.
Absolutely. You know, and I agree with that. And as you grow and evolve, your life automatically takes on new meaning. Part of growing and evolving, soul evolution or whatever you would call it, is realizing that fear is not just going to be wished or washed away. It's energy, mm-hmm. and it must be changed in order for it to even relate to itself as something other than fear.
Mm-hmm.
You know, when you start to grow and evolve, your life automatically takes on new meaning you feel more joy, you encounter experiences and people that offer you a new opportunity for growth instead of misery, strife, fear. You experience more gratitude, blessing, and a sense of fulfillment. And all that means is that your focus has shifted. It doesn't necessarily mean the fear is gone. It means that maybe you can use fear as a tool, that when it is in your life or in the spectrum of your perception, that you remind yourself that fear becomes a tool, that you need to be focusing on gratitude. You need to be focusing on something that fills you instead of depletes you and empties you. But it's all a process, and I agree with you that we all have our different process. But I think it's very important for everyone participating in your process, first, that you do so honestly, and secondly, that you realize that everyone's process is different. And that's really soul evolution, is coming to, through your own process, the realization that everyone's timeline and process is different, and respecting that. So Priscilla, what I want to ask you about, what do you think the benefits are of moving through fear to the other side of fear? What's on the other side?
Well, what's on the other side definitely is a lot more comfort, a lot more, I'd say, clarity and self-respect and happiness. You're able to, what you concentrate on happens, and what you concentrate on, you attract. So if I'm concentrating on, I'm worried about money, or I'm worried about not having a partner, or whatever the scenario is, you're putting your energy into that. So you keep on focusing on it, you're going to keep on getting the same result. So if you focus on, okay, this is my situation today, let's say I don't have money today, but then you'll say, okay, but I know it's going to change. It's going to change tomorrow, or it's going to change, it could change in an hour. I know it's going to change, and you start focusing on, I have abundance, I have money, it's coming in, I feel so good about it, I'm buying new clothes, I'm happy, I can pay all my bills, and you focus on what it is you are creating in your life, and just by your thoughts, you're attracting, your energy is shifting, you're attracting new things, you attract greater people in your life that are fun, people who can also, you know, you could walk out the door and say, hey, you know what, I'm focusing on this, and people are saying, wow, you look good today. By the way, do you know so-and-so, and they have this job for you, you know, that you could do or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
So things automatically change just by shifting your outlook on what it is you're concentrating on. So it's all about really, you know, paying attention to what it is you want to create. So fear, when you keep on putting stuff on fear, and by the way, fear is false evidence appearing real.
Mm-hmm.
It's not a reality type thing. It's a good thing to have a little bit of fear in your life when you trust your instincts. Well, let's say you're, you know, in a place that doesn't feel safe to you, and you're walking down the street, trust your instincts on that and look around, pay attention to that type of fear. But if you're always scared about the unknown or what's going to happen or, you know, am I good enough or all those things we tell ourselves, you know, it doesn't pay. It really doesn't. It will, you know, it brings on a whole bunch of other different stuff. But so be in the moment. Focus on what it is your desires are. Definitely do what you said, Cynthia, is definitely stay in gratitude. That's a big one. That's a huge one for any and every little thing.
Absolutely.
Mm-hmm.
And I think, too, in addition to that in wonderful information by Priscilla, is that whether it's your evolution or your ascension, it's a continuous spiral upward. So many of us feel that we move upward or we have growth. Whether you're a teacher, a manager, whether you're a nurse, it doesn't matter your title, but you are a being. And so many of us feel sometimes that we have already moved past something, or we've already grown through something, or we already should have or could have, and all of a sudden we're looking at in our own lives that we are at a standstill and staring at an issue that we thought we healed a long time ago. That it really is not a reversal of fortune, whether the fortune is wisdom, money, love, or otherwise. It is very much a reminder or maybe a plateau in your soul evolution for you to look at how far you've come and what yet is left to maybe focus on and give life to. We're constantly traveling the circle of life. We are in a continuous spiral of evolution, constantly raising our vibration, learning more about ourselves, and being more of our divine qualities. In some areas of our life, we are very mature, while in other areas, the room for improvement can seem immense. It can seem overwhelming almost. And it's those areas, I believe, that are shown to us either in kindness or not, whatever we've co-created and allowed to be in our environment. But regardless, they're shown to us in their immensity, and I believe that that's an opportunity to fill that area, that immensity, if you feel it as immense or not, with love, universal love, and to really remind ourselves that if something seems bigger than us in our life, whether we're looking again at an issue we thought we had solved or the fear we thought was gone from it, that then we need to choose the love for ourselves and the situation in order to change the energy of fear to begin anew altogether. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm. That's very, very beautiful. I agree.
Mm-hmm.
Total love will definitely shift and change everything, no matter what situation you're in. When you put it out there and you're putting it towards somebody or like the incident or situation, like you said, and feel love for yourself
mm-hmm.
about what's happening, it's perfect. That is so beautifully said.
Thank you. I really appreciate you being on the show so much so because your perspective is one that I agree with, but it's also the knowledge that you have in the beginning of the show. I talked about all of the different levels and areas and creative endeavors that you've participated in, and all of that means huge success, but it also means that you have had the opportunity to really talk to, connect with, and interact with all kinds of different consciousnesses, all kinds of different people in different settings, from an artist that's desiring to get their statement out, to a wedding where they're celebrating, etc., to your book, which, by the way, right now, if you don't mind, I'd love for you to tell people what is the best way to reach you.
Sure. The best way to get a hold of me is either email me at Priscilla, which is PRISCILLAH, and then the number 1, just the number, not written out, at hotmail.com, or you're welcome to call me at 503-704-4856, and I'll be happy to answer you in any way or help you in any way I possibly can.
Yes, please do not hesitate at all in reaching out to Priscilla in regards to any question that, because I do know this about Priscilla, that if she can't help you, then she will direct you or be divinely guided to, as we all are, tools for one another, that she will be directly guided to, divinely guided to send you to somebody who can. What I always say on my show at one point or another is never replace your own truth with a reading, with a session, advice, or even this show. This is all shared for you and with you so that if it resonates, meaning there's a connection for you, that you'll really take it and look at it and make it your own. You know, fear is also an opportunity because it signals, like Priscilla was saying, protection. It signals adrenaline for survival. And it can also signal that you need to raise your vibrational frequency. That fear can become a tool, that you raise your vibrational frequency when you feel fear, if you're not in a fight or flight situation, that you raise your frequency. The way to do that would literally be in the moment that you're feeling fear, instead of reacting to the vibration of fear, that you would breathe in and really state the intention that I no longer want to react to fear in my life. So you're kind of shutting down the opportunity for fear to affect you. And in that moment, you're saying, I want to react to joy. I want to react to abundance of all good things. I want to react to, or I choose to react to, being inspired and the lack of drama and the lack of strife and hardship, etc. So fear is, I really don't invite anyone listening to the show to discard fear, but really use it as a tool, which means you really inform fear how to relate to you instead of fear controlling and immobilizing your own life. So I think at one time in the beginning of creation, fear was used as adrenaline for survival, like I said earlier, and now fear is almost needing to be, as many of us see all over the place, man-made and created in movies, television, in all kinds of mass media, to affect the mass consciousness, to help it contract in fear and stay small. So I invite you right now in your life, wherever you are, in your place, your belief within you, whatever it is, if you're feeling fear and you feel contracted, to breathe deeply and visualize yourself expand like the wings of the largest eagle you've ever seen or want to see, or any, let's say, divine animal or anything that represents to you an expansion of breath away from fear and into trust. So, Priscilla, what are your thoughts on how fear can maybe, in any of the areas that you have or your own life, how fear can be a fuel for somebody?
Well, I think that, especially nowadays with all the changes that are going on in the world, I think what it can do is help you create more. If you say, okay, this situation is not working for me anymore, my past situation of how I've done things is not working for me, so how do I do things now? What can I do to change things? What can I do to attract what it is I really want in my life and do something different? So your life becomes a little bit more, I'd say, edgy, which edgy is good. It's like walking. There's a movie called The Razor's Edge. So you're walking along the razor's edge, and that is it also is very exciting, and it can be very prosperous. So you can be out there on that razor's edge and create something totally new, which people are, like nowadays, creating all these wonderful inventions and doing things that you've never heard of before to make money and also to help other people and to just be more exciting and have more fun with their life. So as you look at something that you might think is bad, it can turn into a great adventure for you. It can turn into something that's fabulous. So I would sit down with it and go, okay, this isn't working for me. What can I do to turn this around? So do like maybe a pros and cons of that and say, what is it that I'm really passionate about doing? And then do that. Mm-hmm. Do that in reaction to what you were doing before. Let's say you had a relationship with somebody who wasn't a very good fit for you, and you loved to go out dancing, and they just always like sat and watched sports all day long. And so you're like not with them anymore, and you're like, well, I'm sad about this, but yet now I have all this time to go out and go dancing.
Mm-hmm.
I can do what it is I really wanted to do.
Mm-hmm.
So take this chunk of your life and do what it is you really want to do with it. You know, that fear can get you on the track of just motivating you and getting you to shift.
Absolutely. Absolutely. I agree. In addition to that, that everything happens for a reason. And I think that when we return to love with a situation, let's say a situation in your life regarding money, job, relationship, family, housing, etc., whatever it is, if it's the worst case scenario or even just a minor case scenario, that if you are feeling fear, if you are feeling overwhelmed by it, it's a situation that's calling on the part of you to free yourself from the fear that your body's feeling from, because when there's fear, when there is danger, or when there's most likely the translation is when we no longer feel safe, maybe we no longer feel connected to what made us feel secure and safe, then there's like an immediate response internally in our cellular structure. Whether we've called upon it or not, it is there as a self-preservation, a fight and flight. And so then all of a sudden there's all kinds of thoughts going on, et cetera. And thoughts are things, and they, if you want to change your life, you change your thoughts. I mean, there's so many books and quotes out there. They're endless. The difference is that I think and remind people that are listening to participate in any kind of situation, regardless of what it is, to free oneself from it So meaning if you want to be freed from it, you feel owned by it or in fear of it, to free yourself from it is to really return to a place of love within yourself so that you're no longer in fear of it, in anger of it, in lack of it, but that you're in a place of love with yourself in relationship to that situation. Breathing in love, calling upon higher love, expressing love, not really asking for more love, but really sitting with yourself and saying, I am love. Because when you're a source of love, you actually attract the very thing that you would ask for. Sometimes the asking of or the wanting puts us in a waiting, wanting position. Sometimes acting and being in a place of love, that I am love, then we end up becoming a magnetic attraction to that. Because beyond our emotional and mental bodies that sometimes do have the front stage of our lives, and always with reason, I don't think ever without, it's just how long they get the stage is dependent upon our will at the time. But I want to share this with you. It's an email I was sent today, actually, by Miss Hewlin, who I'm so grateful for, sends me from time to time very inspiring and very soul-fulfilling, soul evolution emails. And this one today was sent by Esther Hicks and the Abraham Hicks Publications. And I think it's a reminder of how we are not just our mental and emotional bodies, but that we are also a creative life force. It says every cell in your body has a direct relationship with creative life force, and each cell is independently responding. When you feel joy, all the circuits are open, and the life force or God force can be fully received. When you feel guilt or blame or shame or fear or anger, the circuits are hindered, and the life force cannot flow as effectively. Physical experience is about monitoring those circuits and keeping them as open as possible. The cells know what to do. They are summoning the energy. And that was by Abraham. It's actually it's an excerpt from their workshop in Chicago, Illinois, I guess in 1997. And so I put that out there because it moved me so much. And I know there's everybody listening and participating, there's always a work of art or something written, which is a work of art itself, that when we read, it just immediately realigns us to our truth or maybe universal truth. And that was one today that did for me. It empowered me and reminded me of so many things that my focus wasn't on. And so thank you, Priscilla, for being not only allowing those to be sent from you, but receiving those. And really, I see what fuels you is a constant stream of not only higher thought and higher thinking, but a constant stream and communication that you allow to come in of inspiration. So it seems to me that you're definitely an individual and a being that chooses daily what to focus on and then allows yourself to maybe check on your emails or make calls and receive calls, but that are more inspiring and empower you. What would you say about that?
Absolutely. I totally agree with you. Is that I do definitely surround myself with people and emails and books that are definitely positive, because to me, I think it just helps me stay focused on what it is I want to create in my life, and it also helps me to help other people help them with their lives. And it's not that we're doing anything really new. It's that we just have forgotten who it is we really are.
Mm-hmm.
And we're never, ever, we are never disconnected from Source, but we think that we are. That's the problem, is that we think that we're lost, or we think that there's something wrong or something's going on, and really we're never, never, never without the love. If we just keep remembering that we are loved and loved no matter what's going on in our life, things shift. So
absolutely.
I Yeah, you said it. and also just really enjoying the process of life, because things move in and out, you know, very quickly. And it's like, I don't know if you've ever, I'm sure that you've seen like a really beautiful sunset where the clouds are like a beautiful pink and then purple.
Mm-hmm.
And then you look, you know, a few months later and it's totally changed. It's all different.
Mm-hmm.
And that's like life. Life is like that. It's the moment again that you're looking at, this the beautiful moment, and then all of a sudden it changes to something else. So we can always keep focusing on that beautiful moment and those, and keep holding on to that, holding on to
Absolutely.
The fact that we're love.
Mm-hmm. And I think returning to love constantly is the key for the and internal love, universal love of oneself. Is what
mm-hmm.
I'm talking about. Loving oneself. You know, there's a poem, and I'm not going to get the words exactly right because unfortunately I don't have them right in front of me, but I feel that it's so worthy enough to be looked into. It's by Maya Angelou, and I love her writing. But
mm-hmm.
There was a statement she made, I saw today, written that people might not remember what you've written, people might not remember what you do, people might not remember what you say. People will always, always remember how you made them feel.
That's
and
right.
That was so unbelievable today and every day to remember that if what we choose to hold on to from the past helps define what we allow the future and the present to bring in, only in one aspect. If we hold on to fear and anger and lack and hardship from the past, if we hold on to that literally and we carry it into the present, and then therefore the future says, that's what I will reflect because it's in the present moment. So I invite everyone listening and participating to really visualize yourselves on either a spiritual visualization where you're on the edge of a precipice and you fill this bag up with all of your past fear and doubt and anger and hardship and hurt. Just fill that bag up. And then visualize yourself carrying it up over your shoulder and then allowing yourself to drop it over that cliff and let it go. Let it go, the heaviness of it go, the burden of it go. But then always replace something. When you've removed or let go of something, you want to replace it with something else energetically. And then you want to replace it with, I carry love with me now. I carry all the love and all the beauty and all the light and all the joy from my past experiences with me in my present experience and in my future life to attract more love, more joy, more laughter, more magic, more unbelievable experiences. So make that your own visualization. But know if you're trying to heal from a physical issue, an emotional or mental or spiritual issue, don't try and get into the nitty-gritty of the anger, the darkness, the et cetera, et cetera. Or if you do, put a time limit on it, because otherwise you'll find yourself not only there for years on end, but you'll find that the future experiences that are offering you a very different picture, you reject because you're still focusing on the picture of the past and you're still focusing on the hardship of the past, missing out on the beauty of what the present moment can be offering you. What are your thoughts on that, Priscilla?
Well, you did say something really profound about illnesses, too, and that was if you are going to focus on an illness and get stuck in that area, that is going to keep perpetuating the illness. So you're absolutely right about that. And what I would say is if you have some type of serious illness, or you have something going on in your life that's big, instead, and some people will ask people to pray for them, and because it's hard sometimes when you're in it to see beyond that. So
mm-hmm.
what I would say is, instead of, and when you're asking for that, ask for people to see you as whole and well, or what the opposite of whatever's going on with you.
Mm-hmm.
Let's say you're sick and you want to be well. Have them see you as well. If you're poor, have them see you as rich. and have them see it for you and pray in that way. And then I would say to do it at certain times, like concentrate those efforts in a stream of concentration, like everybody at, let's say, 7 a.m. and then 7 p.m. at night. And that way you have the concentrated effort for you from other people. And also then see yourself as being healthy and well, and also add that love degree in there. That's so important, that just the energy of pure love in there with you, that's going to shift everything. I mean, miracles happen because of that, because
Absolutely.
Of those things.
Mm-hmm. I totally
yes.
agree.
Mm-hmm. And just be really strong and adamant about it, and don't have any doubt. The doubt will also throw you back into fear. Be
yes.
strong and know that things can change for you. Know that you deserve it. Know that you know, in each being, you know, is totally beautiful. Totally beautiful. Everybody is beautiful in the essence of who it is they are.
Mm-hmm.
There is no difference. So, you know, we need to stop looking on the outside of all this physical stuff and just realize that we are light and we are love, and be that. And enjoy that.
Enjoy it. Absolutely.
Yes,
and that's
it.
The other thing is, do not forget, the invitation is, do not forget you are a co-creator. If
mm-hmm.
you feel that you have been living your life a certain way and that is what fuels you or that is what brings you security and safety, but all of a sudden you look around and you see, wait, I am unhappy, or I am unwell, and I am carrying, or I am feeling a burden, a heaviness, a weight. You know, there's that beautiful book out there, Louise Hay, You Can Heal Your Life, and her teachings are all about how every experience is an opportunity. Every experience is a message to oneself and one's body. But without question, it's always a return to the wholeness, and wholeness equals love. And love equals life offering valuable experiences. Just like fear lined up and down means false evidence appearing real, love means life offering valuable experiences. It's experiences of love itself. And so mm-hmm. you are a co-creator. Remember at any moment that you are looking through your creator's eyes, regardless of what your belief system is, and that you, if you've lost hope, if you doubt that it's possible, if you no longer trust that it's doable, then you have given up on the opportunity to choose again and to begin anew and to start over from, and to really make it your own, to say this is a blank slate. It doesn't look like anything anybody else has done, but this mm-hmm. is where I'm going from. I'm going from this blank slate.
Right. And I wouldn't let those things stand in your way about too old, too young, don't have enough education or anything else
mm-hmm.
like that. Unimportant. So those are also, that's also false evidence appearing real. Those are also our fears and our constructs that get in our way of how we think that things should be because of what we're taught. So
absolutely.
That's totally unlimited about the abilities of the essence of who it is we are, that we can achieve things.
Absolutely. And I want to remind everyone right now, if you're listening and you want to call in, you have a comment and a question, you can call 888-815-9756. Or 530-327-7602. So feel free to participate. And as always, with deep gratitude for all of you that are participating, regardless if you call in or not. Your energy is felt and accounted for, and always, always included in the prayer of gratitude that follows each and every show. So at this time, I really want to talk about what it is that, Priscilla, you feel that you're working on next in your life. It doesn't have to do with fear. It just feels like what is it that you, as a divine being, a divine instrument with the divine connection moving through you and with you, what are you working on? What do you want to bring about?
Well, one of the things I'm really working on is talking with people like I'm doing right now and on the radio or on the Internet, mm-hmm. and also helping people with any type of situation that they have in their business or any type of personal situation. I'd love to work with them also that has to do with fear or other things that are getting in their way of becoming either successful or happy. Because my life is really all about helping other people become who it is they really are and being happy in their lives, doing what it is they want to do.
Mm-hmm.
I think that's so important because life is so short, and we think sometimes that we go, okay, I'm here, I've arrived, I've got this, and all of a sudden it will flip upside down, and all of a sudden that doesn't look the way we want it to be. So it's time to start something new, and I'd love to be able to help people create that. So that's what I'm doing with my life. And I'm also creating a lot of, I'd say, you know, miracles here and there. I've been able to do some great travels the past year to different cities in the United States and small towns not too far away from, you know, where I'm located at. So I'm really happy about that. It's been a great evolution and participation with people I've just really wanted to meet and connect with. And one of the things I've been very grateful for is also to be able to connect with you to do these shows and connect with you in a way that where we're giving information back and forth, because I think that like minds are attracted to like minds, and you want to keep on creating more happiness and more abundance and more pleasure and more gratitude and everything in the world, so more and more people can really see that, really feel it.
Absolutely. I think, mm-hmm. too, in addition to that, like you just said, it's having people in our lives, whether it's one that's more than enough in gratitude or more, but people in our lives that we can go to daily, that we connect with, that remind us you're not stuck ever. You're not stuck in your thought. You're not stuck by anything. No one
right.
owns you. No one owns your thoughts or your emotions. So if you're having those, they're coming from within you, and you have a choice, because there, once again, is your freedom to choose. How do I want to deal with this emotion or this situation going on inside me? But I think the recognition of importance here is having the opportunity to connect with one or more that remind us we're never stuck or limited in what we've created. We might have already created or be in something that we've created that we feel stuck in, that we feel we can't get out of, that it mm-hmm. would be the end of what we know. And sometimes the end of what we know can be the hardest and most gut-wrenching, life-altering experience. But when we get through that, it only brings us more of who we are and the memory and reminder that love is the invitation here on this plane of demonstration, as I call it, and the accomplishment is the freedom to love. And so it's a constant return to love. And I think creativity is being creative in how we approach life and how we live life, whether it's in our head or in our hearts, whether we are creative like you are. I feel you're very creative from how you relate to people, and you relate to people. I've seen you relate to people. You bring out in them the parts of them that are hiding in plain view from one another. They're hiding because they think, no, this part doesn't go here, and this part doesn't go there. Well, the truth is, all parts don't fit so perfectly, and life isn't always necessarily its perfection isn't always necessarily seen. And so I see what you bring out in people. You do something where you go and you ask about what's the word of the day, and you get people creatively thinking. Tell us about that, will you?
The word of the day? The word of the day is fun.
mm-hmm.
I love to go into, like, my favorite little coffee shop and just to get a cup of coffee, and now they will ask me what the word of the day is. I just used to go in and just give them one, and they would look at me, and I'd just tell them, hey, the word of the day is satisfaction. And they'd say, oh, that's a good word. They say, well, what do you mean by that? And I'd say, well, what does it mean to you? What would you do with that word? What sentence can you use it in? Or I said, to me it means I get great satisfaction with bringing you the word of the day.
Mm-hmm.
And so then they'll think about it and use it in a different thing. And so now every time I go in, they're asking me what the word of the day is. And so, you know, I'll say resilient or, emphasizing or ecstatic. Mm-hmm. But I try and always use a word that is uplifting, because people become so, not all people, I don't mean to generalize it, but
mm-hmm.
we become so, I would say, almost immune to what's going on around us, almost like drones, is that we need to be awakened and
mm-hmm.
think about something else besides the norm, that we can be creative, that we can have fun, that things are different than what they think we are. And it's not black and white. It is definitely gray, and that there's room for all sorts of creative new things to happen.
Mm-hmm.
It's like, be spontaneous when you're walking down the street. Be happy. Do some. The other day I took somebody to the airport. I'm kind of getting off the subject of fear, but it still has to do with fear, because if we get so afraid, where you get frozen, then you get inside a box and you don't even really want to move or express yourself.
Mm-hmm.
So this is about expressing who it
mm-hmm.
is you really are. I saw two people in the airport, which I don't know if you see this everywhere, maybe in a different country, but not in the United States so much, who were just passionately so glad to see each other. They were standing there kissing and kissing and kissing, and it was the most beautiful thing. And I mean, just, you know, not in a gross way, but just in a really beautiful, loving way that was just so beautiful. I was like, wow, I have not seen that in a while. People doing that, because I think that we're so full of fear about all these different things. We don't know how to move or how to act, and everything's politically correct,
mm-hmm.
that we're afraid to express our beingness.
Mm-hmm.
You know, like when you hear a kid really laugh out loud, or somebody scream with glee, or,
mm-hmm.
you know, people are surprised by that now, which I
mm-hmm.
think is funny.
I hear you.
It
That's
is.
Really interesting. It's true. It's like when we are living just to survive, everything that is beautiful and that creates awe and moves our heart, because truly it is not our bones, our blood, or our organs that keep us alive. It is the spirit within us and our heart that keeps us going. So you can empower your spirit and your heart to the degree that your body then feels enlivened. And with what you just said, that experience of just where everything else disappears, and where joy and the expression of it is what takes over, is very much almost considered unimportant, or the focus, like you said, is not there, because everyone has become so robotic and so, it's like, so accepted, and maybe the person's accepted, and maybe they're put into an even higher position because of that acceptance. But maybe being in that higher position doesn't allow them, or they think it doesn't, to express the true joy that they are. So they shut down, people shut down completely, and they're no longer expressing. They get to a point where fear, like you said, is paralyzing them, but they can't even express that. So then the only thing left is the body then to express for them. And that's where dis-ease, discomfort, and pain in the body, I believe, is a translation of the emotional body screaming. So when the emotional body is screaming, but there's not a sound coming from the being, the emotional body or the physical body of that being, not across the board, but most likely is experiencing extreme pain. And that is because they need to break out of the box. that they're in. They need to allow themselves to return to love and speak from a place of self-acceptance. And so, yes, I think that you are so right on regarding this is about fear, the expression of love, the expression of joy, and the expression of ecstatic, behavior. You and I both have known one another to cry at a dragonfly going by, or baby ducks, or blue herons, or butterflies, or puppies. It's that ability to maybe physically grow old, but never shut the heart down and grow old and to not be in awe of life that I think is key. So we have a few minutes here before we need to log off. I'm wondering if you have any, it doesn't have to be about fear because that's definitely been touched on, but anything you would like to share with our listeners at all?
Well, one thing I would like to say is that please do not forget. Do not forget to be happy and celebrate your life because everybody is so important in the world. And please realize that you are important. You might not think that you are, but you really are. And just be happy. I mean, laugh if you can till your eyes water and your sides hurt. Because if you're sick, that'll really help you. And if you're not sick, it'll still help. It's just so much fun. I'm more than happy to help anybody who is stuck and wants to help laughing or wants help moving through anything. But just celebrate yourself. Celebrate yourself. Enjoy your moments in life. Love yourself. Love each other. I'd say that's probably the only thing I really have to say. And, life is short. Enjoy it. I really enjoy
it. Absolutely. I have to thank from the bottom of my heart Priscilla Hewlin for being here. She's an inspirational wisdom, always returning, helping return one back to themselves. And you can reach her at 503-704-4856 or internet Priscilla, P-R-I-S as in Sam, C-I-L-L-A, the letter H, 1, just number 1, at hotmail.com. And please tune into our next show. September 7th, it's going to be a really dynamic show. The show issue is going to be on relationships, and it's going to be packed full with information. And I really invite you to tune in and be there. And so I thank all and everyone for being here and participating and tuning in, and thank you so much. And my website is CY. Let's see, that's my email. My email is cyns999@gmail.com. And my website is Cynthia Sloan, S as in Sam, L-O-N, the number 9.com. And yes, I will be updating it, everyone, and lots to update it with. So thank you so much for being here, and as always, this is Cynthia Sloan, and if it resonates, and only if it does, make it your own.